All right, we've had special guests for the last 2 days. We're so excited about our next guest. They've been amazing audiences now for more than a decade as rap artists, as contestants on America's Got Talent. You now see their talents on Reservation Dogs. Please welcome to Ticket Stock, Lil Mike and Funny Bone, better known as Mike Bone.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. How you doing, man? That's your seat right there.
All right.
God, what a moment this is.
What's up, proud people?
Yeah. All right.
All right.
We've been talking about this all day. It's so good to see you. Thanks for coming to Ticket Stock. We're all big fans of your work on Reservation Dogs, but I was there that night. 11 years ago, in my living room, when magic happened on television, and you were introduced to the world on America's Got Talent. We just heard what you did there. So that was a huge moment for you, wasn't it? That's what started this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty big. That was our big TV break. And then after that, things kind of took off for us. Yeah.
So me and that guy right there, we do the morning show along with a guy named Gordo.
How you doing? How do?
And the next morning, I brought the audio in. I said, you got to listen to these guys. There's the ring dance, but the thing that really got me was your interview with Howard Stern. So we've got this, because there's some of these things that I've never heard explained since. 11 years later, I want you to explain some of these things, okay? All right,
we
here we go. You're going to hear it in your ear. Here we go.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready for you guys. Well, what is the name of your group?
I'm Little Mike. I'm Funny Bone. And together we are Mike Bone.
Mike Bone! You guys are brothers?
Yes, sir.
What are your real names?
They call me Jesus.
Jesus.
It's what happens when Indians name children.
Right. You're Native American?
Yes, sir.
You're Jesus?
Both of us.
What
both
do you mean?
Jesus.
Is your real name Jesus?
Yeah, I was born on Christmas.
And your real name is Jesus, too?
Yeah. You know, the sad thing is there's one between us, and his name is Jesus.
Okay, stop it right there. Is that true, or are you guys winding up Howard Stern?
No. My name is Jesus and Jesus.
Number two? Number four.
And then our brother's name is Baby Jesus.
So growing up, what did you say? Number Jesus one, two, three, or
well,
we never grew up.
That's the problem.
We had nicknames.
Yeah, all through growing up.
Do you want to tell them yours?
No, but we all had nicknames growing up. Usually it was with our characters, kind of like pets.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, you know, so there was, you know.
You can tell him mine if you want to.
Well, okay, so here's a funny joke. So when he came out, I was the biggest baby when I came out.
How big were you?
10 pounds.
Whoa!
So, dun, dun, dun.
I know, right? They're like, dang, what happened? I was so bad I got cursed short.
And I was so small that when I cried, I squeaked. And so, yeah, they nicknamed me Mouse.
Yeah. Not only that, he was, you know, he was like premature, so he came out and he was darker than everyone.
They was like, you are not the father.
All right, so back then, America's Got Talent, that was obviously big for you, but you guys were, gigging then, right? Like, how big were the crowds when you guys were playing clubs and stuff?
Mm.
So, like, we were doing mostly local events, Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, and Arkansas. And it was just like, you know, I would say the biggest shows that we've done before America's Got Talent was like state fairs and skating rings.
Yeah.
Skating rings.
In the hundreds.
Skating rings was the best because, you know, all the hyper kids was just like,
Well, I thought you were great that very first night. I thought there was something to you. You were funny. And obviously, they recognized that in Hollywood, too. How'd you get the call for Reservation Dogs?
Ooh, wow. So
COVID.
Yeah, COVID shut down all our touring, and we didn't have no...
We were broke because tour was shut down.
Yeah.
And so we needed a gig. And
so how did you, was it posted somewhere? Like Sterling Harjo, of course, is the creator, and he's right. From Oklahoma, and he's native and all that. How did you guys hook up with Sterling?
Right, so...
Casting call.
The casting call was was sent out, and somehow our manager got a wind of it. And then
he hit us up and said, hey, there's this acting gig and you guys want in? And we're like, yeah, we'll take it if they're paying. So,
and the thing is, it's like there's no way he was looking for y'all.
No.
But you
no.
showed up and he was like, had to say, I'm going to put you in.
I think somebody had called thing. Him and said they needed audition for this or whatever. And
the part was written for two twins, 11-year-olds.
No way.
Oh, really?
So that's why you're on bikes.
Right, yeah, so yeah.
That's the weird thing. We read the script and we're like reading that we roll up on the scene and we're thinking we're going to be driving a car.
Yeah,
and
you
then
think.
We get to the set and there's two bikes and we go, oh, God.
But it's perfect.
Well, those are old school Schwinn's.
And we ain't rode a bike in like 25 years.
The seat comes up to my nipples and...
But we were saying before you guys came up here, and you guys steal every scene you're in. You're absolutely yeah. brilliant. The whole show's
stars
brilliant.
Now. You're stars.
We try.
Yeah. And season two was, I thought it was, you know, they added layers to it, and each character was fleshed out a little bit more. And I'm assuming that you guys are on board for season three.
Yes, oh, sir. Yeah, season three.
That's it. That's
Heck
it.
Yeah.
yeah. That's great
Is it
news.
A fun show to work on? It seems like it's a cool cast to work with.
Yeah, it's very, very cool cast. Mostly everybody is basically playing themselves.
Yeah, that's the cool part. They let us ad-lib a lot of the script, and we flipped it and said some of our own lines. And
where is it shot, mainly?
Oklahoma.
No, like where in Oklahoma?
Tulsa area.
Okay.
Yeah.
South of there, maybe?
Okmulgee, yeah.
Okmulgee, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, but it's not, is it on a reservation or is it like.
I mean.
Parts of it?
Yeah, it's on the res. It's. So I would say it's filmed on a. What is it called?
Upscale.
Not an
upscale res.
Something like that. So, like, they have these, like, designated. What is it called? Like a small
community. There you go.
That is basically set for Native Americans. I'm trying to think of the name of it.
It's kind of like we're playing Password at this moment.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, but like mostly every res community that's built like that for a Native community is basically built in the same way.
Okay, yeah.
Near major cities or whatever. So.
Okay, yeah, like they're homogenized. They're kind of
right.
the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I get
but
you.
Like, if it was an actual res, like there's some actual reses out there where, like, people are living in trailers and sometimes, like, homes that ain't built to standards.
Right.
We've been to those kind of reses and we're like, now this is the real res.
Where do you guys live now?
Oklahoma City.
Yeah, we've
Oklahoma
always been from the city.
That's where Craig's from.
Yeah, it's my old hometown.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Is that where you guys were born?
Born
OKC?
And raised. OKC. Okay. That's
me too.
Urban.
We should party.
Urban natives. yeah, definitely.
I can't go to sleep without police
right.
sirens.
This is not the usual success story in this country. Where does it start?
Oh, wow. So, I would say, to me, our biggest success was being played on like a radio station, and I remember the first song because we had this song called Bobo's Chicken, and the radio picked it up and was like playing it, and we were like, we're on Power 103.5. Oh my God. We were like freaking out and calling people, listen to the song right now, it's on the radio.
Yeah, there was different breakthroughs, but the radio, TV, and now the TV show.
Yeah, they play some of your tracks on the show now, so what does that mean for your spins on...
That's mind-blowing to me. Like, being on the show itself was like...
A blessing, yes.
A blessing. And like, for us, like, when we first shot the first episode, that was just a pilot for, I guess, a movie that it was supposed to be. And they were shipping it around to different things, and then Disney bought it, and we were like, Disney bought it? What? With all them F words in there?
That's a lot of cussing for Disney.
So we was like, all right, Disney bought it. So we had no clue that it was going to be picked up by a major thing.
So, like I was saying earlier, Sterling Harjo is the creator of it, and Taika Waititi got involved as well. Has Taika been on set?
He's been on set a few times. Because the time we seen him was on Zoom.
Yeah, okay. Because, I mean, that literally is one of the largest names in Hollywood.
Yeah. Yes. So, what's his name? Sterling was on Zoom with him or on call, whatever. And we were walking by, and he goes, wait. He goes, here's Mike and Bone. And we're like, hey. He had his, like, little kids crawling all over him. And I'm like,
hey, buddy.
I'm so glad I ain't got no kids. This is my head. The first time I meet him, I go, I'm so glad I ain't got no kids.
So you said that they let you ad-lib a lot of dialogue. Do you get to contribute in other ways? Or do you help write Greasy Fry Bread?
I believe they were making fun of our song that we have called Fry Bread Snacking.
No way.
Yes. And so they wrote a mock-up of our song for Punk and Lesky.
Yeah, so... Now, we do have a hand in that. Like, she said she was looking for a rapper to play Bear's dad, and we gave her a list of names. I'm pretty sure Stinjati was one of the people we listed off.
But, so y'all knew him?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. We have a song.
You gigged with him?
We have a song with him. It's called One Ride.
No way.
Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, we get around. One thing that we really was attracted to with Stinjati is... he has an urban accent like we do. And so, like, we just clicked up. Every time we met up, we was like, man, we was all, like, vibing. Like, every time we talk, man, they be like, why you talking black? Why you talking? Like,
this is us. This
we
is...
from the city. We don't know what talking black sound. I thought we talked country.
So what did y'all listen to growing up? Like, I mean, obviously hip-hop, but who were your big influences?
Snap. I listened to everything that screamed. So from, like, Onyx to, like, you know, Metallica, I was just like, ooh. And then, like, when I heard Michael Jackson, I was like... Yo, he's singing and he's screaming.
Wait, y'all used to do like a... Which one did the Michael Jackson?
That was this boy, Lil Mike. That's why they call him Lil Mike.
Okay.
And really?
You'll show some of that. You should see him. He can dance.
I mean, I'll try. I'm a lot older now. So yeah. I will try.
But you guys are going to perform here in a little bit.
Oh, you're
going to do three or four songs.
It's going to be a nice little set.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So do y'all know when you start recording season three?
I think
next month.
Oh, really?
Next month, yeah.
I believe so.
Start filming next month.
Boy, we are sitting with movie stars right now. This is amazing.
This is amazing.
They let us ad-lib a lot, and our characters actually had a lot more cussing, and we're the only actors on the show that don't cuss.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
By choice?
Yeah, by choice.
We didn't really want to push cussing.
Yeah.
Y'all did, like, some gospel too. Stuff, too, right? Or at least a Christian outreach, didn't you, for a while?
It's faith-based.
It's faith-based.
Yeah.
Just because of what Christianity has become, we're trying to not to put the word Christianity on everything because there's too many extremists out there. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, all of our music is faith-based. We do believe in Jesus, and I know that's weird for Native Americans because...
Well, not in your family. You got four kids named Jesus. That's not weird at all.
You had no choice.
Well, you guys are great. We are so thrilled that you're here at Ticket Stock. We can't wait to hear you perform.
Bless you.
This is Mike Bone.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all in a little bit.
That's awesome.
God, that's so great. All right, they're going to be over here signing autographs. And, man, what a thrill. We've had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bo Jackson, all these sports greats through the years, but that may be the highlight for me right there.
I'm with you. This is a real thrill.
See you guys. I meant to ask them if they would do a...
Thank you, guys.
...collab with the Bird Dogs.
This is exciting.
Oh, that'd be great.
Do a guest verse. There they go.
I'll talk to them about it later.
I need some Mike Bone gear.
Heck yeah.
Like the hat?
The shirt, whatever.
We forgot to ask them about their flat tire.
Are we?
Oh, they got a flat tire on the way down. That's right.
Yeah, that's why they're a little bit late.
I wanted them to look. I wanted them to look at me and be like,
"Yeah, still right."
Do you want to be on the show too?
Yeah, I saw you. Will you tell England?
Will you tell Sterling Harjo about me? And I like the.
Will you ask Sterling if he remembers me?
The way things work out for Corby, he probably will have a starring role.
Oh my God!
On Reservation Dogs here
in
the next 2 years,
season four.
Another director, and you got me in.
Playing a Sooner football hero who's returning back to the res.
I got one
more season in me.
Yeah, we should ask him about that if they're going to get like cameos from Switzer and people like that in Oklahoma.
I mean, I think Sterling is so, he's so about keeping that thing within the native community, you know, and which he's done. Almost 100% of the actors are native outside of just a couple of stragglers. But I don't know if he would ever do that. I don't know if that's, I don't know.
And did you know, George, that most of them weren't actors?
I figured that just by the feel of the show.
Yeah.
That,
like,
they just went and got.
Like Willie Jack, she just showed up at an audition, I guess, or something.
Man, I think that's such a good idea.
And you know, Cheese.
Because people act just so much more naturally.
Yeah.
Cheese, the kind of heavier set kid, he now, because he legitimately is a very good actor.
I saw him the other night in Fableman.
Okay. So he is Spielberg. So Spielberg, he was introducing, like, Sterling Harjo. Maybe he told us that on the air. That Spielberg, he was like, yeah, I met Steven Spielberg because of Cheese.
Really?
And he was dragging, you know, Spielberg around the reservation dog set or whatever.
Wow, so, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm like, dang, that's Cheese. Huh?
Yes. Jeez. I mean, that's big time.
Yes.
He's in freaking Spielberg. That may win Best Picture.
Yeah.
And Cheese is in it.
Why didn't they get Lil Mike and Funny Bone in that?
I don't know. They can't be in everything, George.
They should.
And Bear, like, Bear is a legit, he looks like a model, you know? Like, that kid's going places, too, I guarantee you.
I'm so happy to find out the Musers are into Res Dogs. This is exciting.
Yeah, I got some catching up to do. Season 2 is complete.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yes. I'm only, like, 5 episodes in.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But I got watching once I found out they were in it and was pleasantly surprised just the whole feel of the show, which is great.
Yeah,
such
they,
a feel
they were
show.
My favorites, and then... Then I think Bear was my favorite, and then Cheese was my favorite. But now I think Willie Jack is my
favorite.
Dude,
I love Willie
Jack.
She
is so great.
Yep.
She is awesome.
I want to hang out with her.
I would love to hang out with Willie
Jack.
I want
to be in their gang.
I'm saying. In fact, that's a really funny scene when Jackie's gang rolls into town, and Bear and his group run into
the paintball.
Lil Mike and Funny Bone, and Lil Mike and Funny Bone were telling the other gang that these are the guys you need to take out.
Oh, yeah.
If you're
going to
run
yeah.
this down. It's really funny. Well, why'd you guys tell them that? Oh. It's really a good show.